The Julian Center, known as a resource for battered women and their children, has launched a new service to address teen dating violence. Indiana ranks high for adolescents in physically abusive relationships. WFYI's Terry D spoke with Executive Director of the Julian Center, Catherine O'Connor, about the new call and text line for teens and young adults.
The Centers for Disease and Control has ranked Indiana as having the highest in the nation for the percentage of high school students who reported sexual dating violence. What factors do you believe play a role in those statistics?
Yeah, unfortunately, Indiana has this distinction of being third highest in the nation. I think that this is a time where young people are vulnerable, and I think sometimes communicating what may or may not be risky behaviors can be awkward, and there haven't been a lot of resources for these young people to turn to so they can find out what kind of a situation they may be in. We always have the opportunity to do a better job of helping to educate young people about their own bodies, about how they should appropriately interact with other people, and what's appropriate and not appropriate interaction with them.
The Julian Center has just launched Project Avery, which is a text line to help young adults who are experiencing the type of violence she just described. What resources and collaboration with the Domestic Violence Network will help reduce the statistics of teen sexual dating violence?
Project Avery is a partnership of 8 organizations in Central Indiana: the Julian Center, IMPD, IPS, a couple of referral organizations, and the Domestic Violence Network. The Domestic Violence Network's role is to provide curriculum and education in the schools so young people and their teachers and coaches and parents can start to understand what the issue is and how they might get about helping people avoid sexual assault and how to find services if they are survivors of sexual assault. That's where the Julian Center comes in. We have one of our staff members who's dedicated to working with these students, age range primarily from age 13 to 24. So it's in the schools here and on the university campuses here in Central Indiana as well.
How can teens find out about Project Avery? Is there a marketing campaign to get the information out there and to make them aware that this service is available?
Yes, that's the website that we have, which is projectavery.net. In addition to information about the signs to look for to determine whether a person might be in a vulnerable situation or not, there's also the referral form that someone can use to get information to the Julian Center about services. In addition to that, there's information from the Domestic Violence Network about the curriculum that's available for schools, and the other partner organizations, which include the Indiana Youth Group, the JCC, all have information available about how to participate and how to get help.
Is there any type of follow-up involved?
Yes. And that's the whole point of both the website and the text line. It's a text line specifically because we know that that's how people in this age group prefer to communicate. We have one of our staff members who's dedicated to work with people who either contact us through the site or through the text line. That person, this is not an emergency response, but this advocate then can follow up with the person who's calling to find out how to get services for the person who needs help. I'd like to see the opportunity to have the service available for all of the young people. You know, we know in our work with survivors of all ages of domestic and sexual violence, it's a generational issue. And one of our long-term aims is to end the generational cycle of violence.
That was Julian Center Executive Director Catherine O'Connor speaking with WFYI's Terry D.